We'll be doing Kuf Ayin Dalet Simches. Maybe we'll break the rules. We'll do a no-no. Maybe we'll actually do almost two nights worth. Is that mutter? Is mutter to learn extra? Yeah? Okay, so let's take a look at the Mechaber. Kuf Ayin Dalet Ches. Al Yayin Shebesocha Mozen. Kol Echad Vechad Mevorech La'atzim. Kuf Ayin Dalet Ches. 152 to 153. Wine that you drink during a meal. So then the halacha is that even though we normally have a rule of berov am hadras melech, nevertheless, if it's during the meal, we call echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzma afilo yisei b'yachad. Every single individual should make their own bracha. In Sifkat and Mem, the Mishnah Berurah comments, Ratzalom avlo kamo darmin ba'alma de meisay buyachan motzi kulam va'adif tvei mishum barova madras melech. In general, if we're sitting down in a meal, so then one person should be motzi everybody. Avlo bracha shebetocha suuda lo yasu kein, but bracha shebetocha suuda, then that halacha doesn't apply. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal used to speak about this, from what I understand, a lot, and that is the chashivus of Berov Am Hadras Melech. So therefore, Meikar Dedina, when it came to Kiddush, really one person should be motzi everybody for Kiddush. There's a beautiful thing that Reb Nevin Zal told me, and that is that Reb Shlomo Zalman wasn't even convinced that for yard sites you should have a breakaway minion, and he thought Berov Am Hadras Melech would be a schus, if I recall correctly, would be a schus for the neshama. Nevertheless, over here is an exception to the rule. Here we say, why? Explains the Ramad, they can't answer Amen. What's the issue of Amen? We're afraid that they're going to choke on their drink. Points out the Mishnah Berurah that even though we hold that you don't even need to say Amen, Shomei Ka'on is enough. Nevertheless, we're afraid they're going to try to answer Amen, and therefore they're going to says the Ramah, V'yeshonrim dim amalem savri rabbi sav yishmu v'chanu lebracha lo yochlu oz v'yanu amen echon levarach lekulam v'chein nagim. Now we get to the minhag that we have before we make Kiddush. Savri marnam rabbanam v'rabosai. So savri rabosai comes from here. And that is to say, savri rabosai, here it's there to stop everybody. Savri, everybody stop and listen. How does that sound like everybody stop and listen? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Memhei says the pshat, and the truth is the Ramah himself says it just as clearly as well. The Ramah says v'yomru savri rabo say ratzalom sovri matem lotzeis v'bracha zu. Do you want the word savri means do you want to be yotze with this bracha? V'lo yomar birshus rabosai. You shouldn't say birshus. V'chein kol makom shevarcha al yayin mishum birchasayin shebesocha suda eino am birshus el savri mitam shenizbar. Mishnah Berurah then points out that for some reason, even though the word savri means do you want, and normally you say birshus, for some reason it became part of the Kiddush. In other words, really, for the Kiddush you should say birshus, not savri. Why? Because you say savri asking, do you want to be yotze? And then stop eating. That's how savri was being used. But since savri was used b'socha su'uda, they decided to say savri even to get people's attention, even for Kiddush as well. And that's the custom to this day. Rav Nevin Zal Shlita points out that it's already a sharetzion. Rav Nevin Zal himself says this, that the sharetzion points out that not always are you supposed to say rishus. There are times you already got rishus. For example, by Zimun, the Sharetzion seems to say it's an error for a person to say Bershus after they finish benching, and they're the ones who are leading the kos, to say Bershus Barei Priagofen, because they already said Bershus by the Zimun itself. And therefore, the best thing is to go from straight, Hashem Yivarech Esamo V'Shalom, straight into the Bracha Barei Priagofen, and not to say Rishus. So Rishus is only said when you need to say it. If you don't need to say Bereshus, then, or the halacha suggests that you're supposed to say rishos, that's when you say rishos.
If you're the balabayis, do you even have to say rishos?
Nachon, mi'ikr d'dina da. Now, it could very well be that that might even answer what the Mishnah Berurah alluded to at the end of the siman, that really, the really savri was originally instituted for this type of thing. It could be, maybe Rav Dani is saying like this, that if you say Bershus, maybe in a way that's more inappropriate than Savri, because the Bala Bayis doesn't have to ask Rishus unless there's someone who's greater than him there. But he doesn't have to ask Rishus. So maybe Al Pi Halacha, it would make sense Savri. In other words, do you want to be Yotzi with my Kiddush? In other words, not necessarily telling him to stop eating, but making a statement, do you want to be Yotzi with my Kiddush, Etzahara Tova. Finally, maybe it's another idea. It's a way, Birshus is also a way of showing kavod to others, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavdil, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, Nasa Adam. So you ask Birshus, even though they are really not the Bailam. Simin Kufayin Hei. The halachos of Birchas HaTova Meitiv. There's some important halachos. And if they bring another wine, you don't make another bar priya gafen. But you make a bracha b'shem u'malchus u'tova meitiv. Now it's very interesting where hatov v'meitiv came from. On the first word on page 154, the Mishnah Berurah begins to elaborate. Kasav asvarim tam l'nusaseh ki yadu asha adam tzarech l'ma'it b'tanuge ha'olam. You're not supposed to enjoy this world. So it reminds us of Aruge Beitar that we're given Lekvura. That's one explanation. The Meshech Chachma Ala Torah says that the Bracha Atova Meitiv was given to Aruge Beitar is that we remember that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is good. So even in our time of Simcha, we remember that there's a Hashkacha Pratis in high times and Chas V'Chalil in low times as well. And that even though the times were really, really dark, when Beitar, just remember, this was the last stand of Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Sheni, but nevertheless, we got Nechama from the fact that Aruge Beitar were Nitnu L'Kvura. So the point is that we always remain in even keel, and remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all times. So Atov HaMeitiv is that we have good, that our tables are full. We remember that time, that low time, and we realize that just like we have now Hashgacha Pratis, we had then Hashgacha Pratis, just like we had Hashgacha Pratis then, so too we have now. And it's to remind us that our existence is one of a circle. Sometimes we're zocha to good things, and sometimes that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us challenges as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "V'daf kol yain shebesocha mazon." Continuing with the Mishnah Berurah, "Al kol shebirchas mazon ein sarach levarach la birchas tova miyameitiv av shu miyain acher." The kvar omer atova miyameitiv birchas mazon. Very interesting halacha. Mishnah Berurah also adds, "Belel pesach tov b'chatchil shalishtos od minacher shel yain besocha yisuda." You shouldn't drink another wine. Kedesh shel yitzarach levarach atov b'ameitiv. Then you have a problem atov b'ameitiv. Presumably, though, we're going to see that if you know that the wine is coming, so then in such a case you don't have to make Atov HaMeitiv. So that would be another hatstaka, that if you know that the wine is there or that the wine is coming, so let's say you, for some reason, you want to make Kiddush on a brisker wine, a very, very heavy alcohol. That's beyond their scope. Why? Heavy. Basically, briskers make their own wine because they don't want to have any other additives and they don't want it to be mevushal and so on. But you can't do it for all four kosas. So you do it only for one, for two, for three. And then later on you get another wine. But maybe that wine is more meshuvach. That stuff won't sell well on the market. So you get some more meshuvach. So that's a pshayla tov ha-meitiv. So it would seem la-alocha, so the Mishnah Berurah says maybe you shouldn't do it. So I would like to add that it could be that based on what we're going to see in terms of the halachas atov hametiv, if you know that wine is coming, so then immediately you don't make atov hametiv. We're going to see that shortly. Says Rama, top of 154, afal gaiv she'en lo od min harishon. even though he doesn't have any more of the first wine, and he brought the second wine only because he didn't have enough of the first, still you make a tov mitiv. Lav davke vila mechadosh, alhu adin im hoylam etfila shtei yenas v'rach al hashem yatov mitiv. The lashon was that they brought him new wine. So he says, lav davke, does it mean new wine that didn't exist before? It means that it wasn't there before. V'davke, says the Rama, shlo ayil lefan av yachad, kishibaruch priya gafin. Avahoy biyachad, sarach avarech el bar priya gafin. So if it's in front of him, then already he makes only one bracha. Now the Mishnah Brura adds in Sifkat and Dalit, Vidas Halechem Chamudas, first line on the top of the second column. The Kishem Bebeso Vishas Birchas Bar Priyagofen, if it is in his house, A, Vidaito Lishdasam 2, and he intended to drink, Kimunach Lefanam Al Shulchan Dom Vein Sechavar Birchas Hatov, Vesafik Brachos Lahaka. So it would seem to me that if the wine is sitting, some people are very makel in terms of Atova Meitiv. Well, let me tell you what seems to me the pashas of the Mishnah Brura. If the wine is sitting in the fridge and you know that you're going to have the wine, then in such a case you would not make Atova Meitiv. But if a person is not aware, so then in such a case he would make Atova Meitiv. Some argue if it's already in the fridge, then it's already considered his daito. On what happens if his wife knew that he was going to bring it on? He didn't know. B'chura, I thought there's a lot of room to make Hatova Meitiv. From what I understand, there's some people that still won't make Hatova Meitiv, unless, you know, it's brought out of the cellar, then they would. But it would seem to me that the simple reading of Mishnah Brura is you have these two qualifications. Number one, it can't be Munach Lefanav. Number two, it can't be Daito Lishtos. That's a nice question. The Oreach eats Apidas Abalabayis, so then presumably he would be subsumed under the Balabayis's knowledge. Adayin Sarachiyun. Leave that as an open question. We'll stop here.